Unit 4. Key text. The meaning of colour. Seeing red.
Red is the exclamation mark of the colour world. Danger signs, Valentine cards, glossy lips and nails. Red is a colour which attracts attention and has visual impact. It is bold, provocative, exciting and even aggressive. More red cars are stopped for speeding in the UK than any other colour. Red nail polish is still the number one bestseller, and many football teams have red in their club colours to create an impression of physical energy. This is the colour connected to life, most probably because it's the colour of blood. Red is also related to the heart and to emotions like love, passion and lust. It's clearly the colour of sexuality, inspiring phrases like red light district and scarlet woman. Physically, red increases the heartbeat, raises blood pressure, and gives a sense of warmth. Wearing a red jumper on a cold day can make you feel instantly warmer. And it's no accident that many fast food restaurants have red chairs, tables, and trays. Red stimulates the appetite, which makes you feel hungrier, which makes you eat faster, and also leave faster.
True blue.
Blue is said to be the world's favourite colour, and it suits most people. It's naturally associated with the sky and the sea, giving a sense of space and calm. It's this calming effect which makes it an ideal choice for a baby's bedroom or a dentist's waiting room. When people wear blue, it encourages them to concentrate on their work, and the darker the blue, the more efficient and official a person appears. This is why police officers, firefighters, and airline pilots the world over often wear blue uniforms. The colour blue also has historic and symbolic connections with royalty. Kings and queens were said to have blue blood because people thought that the veins of aristocrats looked bluer than those of ordinary people. In the Christian religion, the Virgin Mary is always shown wearing blue, signifying perfection and holiness. Yet, despite its universal popularity, blue is not a popular colour when it comes to food. Apart from a few berries, blue foods are rare in nature, and our earliest ancestors used to avoid them because they were often poisonous. That's why bluish foods won't make your mouth water, and food is hardly ever served on blue plates. A good colour choice for the eat-all-you-can restaurant owner, perhaps.
Going green.
Green is at the centre of the spectrum and represents perfect balance. The pigment which reflects green, chlorophyll, is vital to life, and when our environment contains plenty of green, we feel reassured. People who live in the city naturally feel refreshed and restored by spending time in the countryside or a park, partly because green is supposed to be the most restful colour for the human eye. This healing, restorative effect of green is also the reason why hospital walls are often light green and surgeons wear green gowns. Interestingly, it was found that people who work in green environments have fewer stomach aches, and suicides dropped by 34% when London's Blackfriars Bridge was painted green. Green also had obvious associations with fertility. In the 15th century, brides often used to wear green, and the colour was sacred to the Egyptians because they thought it represented the hope and joy of spring. On a less positive note, to English speakers, green is the colour of jealousy and its terrible twin, envy. Shakespeare called it the green-eyed monster, and we also say that someone can turn green with envy.
Yellow fever.
Yellow is the smiley face of the colour world. Bright yellow is a very happy, optimistic colour and is connected with spring and Easter and rebirth. It's also a colour which is associated with knowledge and wisdom, and that's one reason why Buddhist monks wear orangey-yellow robes. Yellow is supposed to stimulate thinking, and some teachers even recommend using a yellow pen to highlight words that you want to remember, and having lots of yellow around you when you study. Yet the wrong shade of yellow can have a very different meaning. It can be associated with sickness and ageing. The pages of a book turn yellowish when they get old, and so do the whites of your eyes. Yellow is also the colour associated with cowardice. So, the next time someone in an old Western film says, "Stand up and fight, you yellow belly," you'll know what he's on about.
In black and white.
Black is traditionally the colour of death and mourning, yet it's also a colour which never seems to go out of fashion. Artistic people wear it because they think it makes them look creative. Heavy metal rockers wear it because they think it makes them look tough. Overweight people wear it because they think it makes them look slimmer. And many teenagers go through a mysterious black phase where they won't wear anything else. The colour is also used in high-quality design to make things look modern and elegant. Black is still the most popular colour for laptop computers and mobile phones, and more black cars are stolen each year than any other colour. In contrast, white is associated with purity, innocence, and change. The symbolism behind a white wedding gown was not just purity, but also change, because it meant that a girl was leaving her parents and starting a new life with her husband. Yet in the East, white, not black, is the colour of mourning, proving that colours can have very different meanings in different cultures. White is also the colour that most people connect with angels and heaven, whereas the devil seems more at home in black, with fiery shades of red here and there.